A different one.
Starting the Penguins back for one more push. He coughs up the puck. Here's Reed moving in. Reed will score!
Shot clock down to four. Bogdanovich tries again. Puts it in!
Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the
That's
while.
That's not my intro. This is the a cup of JoJo, war drummer ways. Amen. So we got the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, the annual show. This is the year number four of the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and the fourth year for JoJo. I changed the name, though. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Ward anymore. It's a cup of JoJo, because why have a cup of Joe when you can have a cup of JoJo? Extra.
Got a cup of JoJo on the sports offensive. That's what it's like.
We got the best lacrosse players, best U13 lacrosse players on earth, are going to be battling for the trophy in July in Denver, but to even get to that game, the main championship game, every game's a battle, and it's like it's kind of you know what we've been doing this from year one.
Yeah, we've been there since year one. So, I mean, I love seeing these kids come out and hit the Colorado and actually playing this stuff. I love the pregame stuff. I love the stuff at the hotel. I love being out at the Dick's Sporting Goods Park. I mean, these kids have so much fun. They are so actually more exposed, or they're older than they seem. I mean, this is a U13 tournament. These kids are actually studs, in my opinion.
Well, they're straight up studs, and so the coaches are the coaching caliber of these kids are phenomenal, man. From team one all the way through to team N. Speaking of teams, the first year we had and talking about the how fantastic these players were. The first team to win the championship in the inaugural year, Team 91.
Joey Spallina. Yeah, Joey Spallina, man. He was awesome.
those kids were unbelievable. I mean. What do you do when you watch that? And
I can never do that. I have a stick and a ball in my house. I got like five balls. I can never do that.
It's very cool, man. So from the players, and also give a shout out to so far every year the parents on the sidelines been extremely supportive. They're having some fun out there watching these games. They know their kids are in for a battle, but the support that they're getting, it's quite remarkable, man.
Well, they all come to Denver. I mean, this is a great place for them to come. I mean, this is a great family vacation. It's not really a vacation because their kids are playing, but, I mean, this is a great place for those guys to come. I mean, we're in the middle of the country. We got California teams. We got the Long Island Express and every single team out on Long Island. The Guyland. I'm going to call it the Guyland. I'm from Pennsylvania, man.
Strong
it is the Guyland. It's the Guyland.
Oh, man. And, you know, so far, I got to admit, New York, specifically even Long Island, they have been not so much all the way dominating, except for the first year, Team 91, but they have won every single year. But keep in mind, everybody, these are the best players, and every year, every team from different parts, from the West Coast down to the middle, like Colorado and stuff, they're catching up
Dallas.
Little by little. Dallas, they're catching up. Team Colorado, they're catching up little by little. Every year, they're catching up little by little. But without further ado, man, we got some we got a Team 91. There's gonna be more than Team 90, more than one Team 91 over here. But
so
Team 91,
should I get everyone on the line right now, because there's three backed up on the channels right now. And they all have the exact same area code.
Oh, let me look at the area code.
Yeah, just look at the area codes there. Oh, but
okay.
I want to thank Smashburger for my free meal tonight. Julian, Kirk, Stevenson, Richard, Andrew, thank you for feeding the host tonight. Well, JoJo's the host. I'm just the guy that runs the channel. So thank you very much, Smashburger, for getting me on and getting me on the air and so on and so forth. Who do you want to bring on?
Hold on.
You should have called, man. I would have got you. I would have got you some stuff, man. I mean,
everybody,
it's dinner time, man. It's dinner time.
I got to say something right now. I was at work all day. Then I immediately from work, I had to go pick up my son, Glenn Tuarto. We had to go to because I coached the team. I had a coach. And so I was coaching my youth lacrosse team. And then I had a burn rubber, man. Pretty much literally, I had a burn rubber from my coaching practice, which is on the other side of town in Denver, the other side. And then I had to come way over here to the studio. And I haven't ate since this morning. I'm not exaggerating. I ate breakfast this morning before 6 a.m. And then I come over here, and JP has Smashburger giving him some food to do the show, but JoJo's hungry.
You should have said something, JoJo. I mean, come on, man. You got to speak up.
You know what happens? Smashburger's got to be our monthly sponsor.
Yeah, well, you know what? Smashburger, Hampton and I-25 right there in the parking lot, right across from Veranda High Point. Go over there. Tell them that JP sent you over there from the Sports Offensive and a cup of JoJo, and they'll hook you up really right. So we have to really thank them really much, because I told them I'd get them on the 15th. So.
And there he goes again, telling That's everybody right. else but me.
You're going to have some fries, bro.
Okay, I'm going to have some fries. I'm starving. Let's get Team 91. Get Team 91.
Should I put all three on?
Let's do it, man.
Okay,
we're
going to put all three on. So everybody listen out there, we're going to put you all on at the same time here. So just hold on, and JoJo's going to introduce you all. So, all right, we got everybody on, JoJo.
Hey guys, I want to thank you for your patience. Today was a little bit a tight schedule, so I just got here into the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And then literally, I sat down. And then the call, JP put the switchboard on, and the switchboard said, we have 60 seconds till airtime. I'm like, oh, I didn't even get a chance to breathe and look at my notes.
Boy, I'm used to that with the sports events. I mean, we just go into sports. We got the draft on the TV here. We got JoJo in studio. Boy, it's a great night for every kind of sports commentator.
We have the NFL draft on the big screen right here in our studio.
Why did the Browns take Baker Mayfield and a cornerback at 1-4? Boy, they just screwed the pooch. Wow. I mean, that is the worst
draft possible for the
Browns.
Well, you know, speaking of
the Broncos wound up with Chubbs. I mean, that was just, they fell into his lap.
Well, speaking of the NFL, I can't wait till Major League Lacrosse is getting bigger and bigger, and when their draft is like on like Fox Sports or ESPN or something like that. It's just a matter of time before the Major League Lacrosse draft.
Let me ask you a question real quick. So Major League Rugby got on CBS Sports Network. Now Major League Lacrosse skipped the TV deal to do a streaming deal. What do you think about that? Because I'm not paying $30 to stream Major League Lacrosse.
Well, we'll talk about that Monday morning.
Okay.
Monday morning is a cup of JoJo. That's business day today. About the kids. Let's get on these.
Yeah, let's get on the kids.
Yep. So World Series of Youth Lacrosse, which is presented by the Coca-Cola Company, we have Team 91 Titans. And I say Titans because there's more than one Team 91 with the World Series of Youth Lacrosse this year. These guys are from Florida. Who do I have on the line?
Hey JoJo, it's Natalie Gregoric.
Natalie Gregoric, how are you, Natalie?
Good. How are you?
Doing well out here. Just to let you know, out here in Colorado, the weather's kind of crazy. Like yesterday, it was snowing, 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 and then today it was like about 70 degrees. and then Sunday is supposed to be 80. But it's pretty wild. It's like I know other states and cities are like that, but nothing like Colorado on the.
Jojo, I got my Tevas on in shorts right now. Tevas in shorts.
A lot of my players have been going to Colorado skiing recently.
So that's what I was going to bring. Mm-hmm. I was bring up the altitude and everything. So that's good. How did they like Colorado and the high altitude?
I'm sure they love it, but we're preparing them very hard to make adjustments to the altitude. But I don't think the altitude really makes that much of a difference. I've been there. This will be my third time with teams, and the kids have said that it wasn't really affecting them very much.
Well, that's excellent because usually, pretty much, roughly. Actually, not even rough. Very tightly, about 19 out of 20 athletes. I can't remember where the study was many years ago, but about 19 out of 20 athletes that come in here, world class athletes or amateur. About 19 out of 20, when they hit the altitude, it hits them and hits them good. It takes a little while to get used to. Yeah, it is a real thing. I think this one reason.
Well,
is
I think these kids are so young that they're so young and agile. Doesn't affect them the same way.
I was going to say that, Jojo. I mean, these kids are so young that, they can come out here and do anything they want, acclimate it within one day.
But you know what? Actually, I have talked to some of the World Series Youth Lacrosse players throughout the past 4 years, and some of them did tell me they felt a difference. It took them a little while to get used to it. I think it's because it depends. It could depend on the size of the kid. Some kids, like age group in the future, some kids are like they're really small, and some kids are like they look like a big high school kid, and then you're carrying more weight. Yeah, you're carrying more muscle, so that it takes more oxygen to suck in, and the breathing. Maybe some didn't learn how to breathe properly as they're running or even walking and playing. Everything when you want to be the top player, you got to be prepared and be ready for everything, like what I said, even the way you run makes a difference.
We're training and conditioning, so we're getting really well prepared.
Very cool.
To affect them as least as possible, hopefully.
Natalie, I want to talk about your team, 91 Titans, because the Titans, they were not just Team 91 up until fairly recently. Go ahead and let the audience know. What translated to for you? Why and how did it? How is it going to go into Team 91?
Okay, so the team Naya Titans was formed originally on Long Island several years ago. My partners and I come from Long Island, New York. My partners Mike and Jamie Evans started a little travel team with a bunch of kindergartners from Riverhead, and they didn't really have many means for and opportunities for lacrosse and getting equipment and entering tournaments. So Mike and Jamie Evans sponsored them and created a little travel team. And then as kids grew, they kept competing. And then somewhere along that line, I was introduced to them, and I met them along the way. And at the time, I was playing for Team 91 New York. Now, I have 5 sons, so I was heavily involved in the New York team 91 organization. So my son Gavin played in World Series in the first year for Team 91 Crush.
I remember Gavin.
And then my other son Alec played with Long Island Lacrosse last year, who won. And so this will be my third year going. And my son Liam is playing for our Team 91 Titans National. So basically my partners and I, we met originally, and my sons were playing for them as Titans in New York. We both kind of snowbird. We do live some months in New York and other months in Florida. And basically, I know all the members of Team 91 up in New York, the directors, Brian Felina, and we were interested in expanding to other states, and we were really looking to expand to the South. And since we were already partially in the South, we decided to expand to Florida. And really
very,
then we decided to keep the name. So basically, Palm Beach Revolution is a big organization that was down in South Florida, and we basically acquired Palm Beach Revolution, and they're now Team 91 Florida.
So that's ours.
And we basically love the name Titans and where they came from in terms of sponsoring the kids there in New York. So we decided to keep the name and keep really focus on our one team. And we renamed them. We kept the name Titans. And we also made them a national team. So we're looking to really, you know, move forward and expand in Florida with the best players and move to other areas of Florida eventually.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask. What area of – are you southern, northern, or central Florida right now?
We are south. We're actually primarily based out of Parkland, Florida.
Oh.
So we're in the south Boca area.
So Florida launch fans, huh?
Yes, we have. Yes.
we have
Clancy
as
one of our trainers.
One of your trainers is?
He helps Clancy from Florida Launch.
Oh. Oh, Duncan.
Yes.
Duncan is a great
Clancy,
guy,
yes.
man.
Yes.
Is he going to be able to come down to the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse?
I hope so. I definitely
I
think
so,
because he's training our kids heavily, and they're learning a lot from him.
Duncan's the man. I really dig that guy. Hey, so
yes.
your kids are in good hands for sure. But so you guys could translate it to up to Northern, and then even eventually spread out to even Texas and Colorado, I'm sure.
Absolutely. That's what we want to do next year, starting really branch out. We start in the South. It's a primarily Florida team, but we want to expand to other areas in Florida, Tampa, Jacksonville, Melbourne, those areas. And then also with Titans National, we would really like to go to many states and make a national, full, true national team that picks up kids from New York,
yes.
Maryland, all the hotbeds of lacrosse.
So Natalie... So you have experience being on the sideline as a parent, watching this the World Series lacrosse. What do you think of the competition? Because there's like tournaments, big tournaments too, really big ones throughout the country, east.
Yes, the competition
north, south,
is fierce.
Well, I was gonna say there's big tournaments. Throughout the year, but those tournaments, they just get you ready for the
right.
tournament, which is World Series of Lacrosse. So tell us about that.
Well, I have gone to, obviously we qualified in Georgia, and 3D Georgia, we played against them, and they're excellent, very well skilled. I then attended the qualifier in New York just a couple weeks ago. And, of course, you have the best of the best. I mean, really, Bandits, Long Island Express. Primetime was out of control. I saw one of the best games ever, Primetime versus Igloo. They were excellent. Shore to Shore was actually – they were a smaller organization, I believe, to my understanding, and they really came out strong. They've got some big boys, and they were very talented. So there's a lot of competition up in New York. For sure.
I know. And always, right? I mean, it could. I think when it comes to playoff time, you're going to spread it out, and just during the brackets here in Denver, the Mile High City, it's going to be spread out and everything like that. But
how did your Titans do?
Yes.
How did we do in the qualifier?
Yeah. How did you do the qualifier? Because earlier when I was talking about, like, those, like I'm talking about like, tournaments and like tournaments.
Oh,
and
other
tournaments.
Oh, yeah. We just won the Dick's Tournament of Champions in Tampa. We won that. We won Derek Piper. We won the Sunshine State Games in Florida last year. So we're winning the last several tournaments we entered. We won them all.
So awesome.
So we're faring
awesome.
Very well for a very new young team.
That's what I was going to get to next. So I see these teams from different parts of the country. They go in big tournaments in their area, sometimes throughout the country, but a lot of times they stick to generally their region, and they're winning these big tournaments, and then that just to get themselves ready and prepped for the biggest of all, which is the Warrior World Series with the cross. But you guys are winning, they're winning. Now you guys got to face each other. It's like the tops of the top, the creme de la creme.
Yes. We're going to be there.
It is.
Close to the top. Or
yeah,
in the top.
You're in the top. But Natalie, your team is newer at this, so they haven't had as
very
much
new.
Experience close to each other. So how are they going to prepare mentally for that? How are you going to get that going?
Well, first of all, we're a very young team. We're almost 100% a year younger.
Oh.
But my partners, Mike and Jamie, are super committed. They are giving their heart, blood, and soul to this. The kids are training at this point 2-3, 4 days a week. We have Duncan Clancy as well. We got him in speed and agility. We're working really hard. So we took kids also that in South Florida didn't necessarily have the best stick skills and were more starting to intermediate players to really good players. So just putting forth the effort and training and training and training, really like the 91 style like we do up here in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting the kids expedited, you know, practice and skill development. So really working hard on their stick skills, you know, building team camaraderie. Working on getting the ground balls, of course, you know,
yes,
playing
yes.
our game as a team. So working very hard.
I have a question.
Natalie, JP has a question for you.
So the funding for these teams, I mean, how many fundraisers do you do? Where does the money come from? I know these teams travel all over the place. Let the country know how you raise the money to get actually all this done.
Well, honestly, I've been on previous years where we did fundraisers. Unfortunately, we did this very quick. This team only started back in August, so we didn't really have a lot of time. So at this point, it's really through parents' willingness to go to such a great event and participate.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't
but
know.
But in the future, obviously, it would be beneficial to fundraise.
There's some feedback probably coming from one of the other lines. So if you guys could try not to let the air hit your phone.
Or
feedback
just,
going
just mute yourself if you're not on air right now.
The kids, we're going to get you guys on in a quick second. I want to ask Natalie something else. So from your take at the world, not just the qualifiers and everything, but in the Miami City, your take, Natalie, on the sidelines from the parents' point of view, how was that interacting with the other parents and even your fellow parents from your teams every year being? Like, what's it like? How does it feel? Like, your heart's got to be pumping, huh?
Oh, to go to Mile High? Well, my parents, these new parents, have not gone yet other than visiting during a skiing vacation. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, the Mile High Stadium, there's nothing like it. So I've been there. This, like I said, will be my third time. I'll try to explain to them as it gets closer some of the amazing events that goes on. You know, there's the giveaways, and one year my son got a stick, and last year my son got cleats, and there's the banquet, and we do all the pomp and circumstance. We'll make pins. They go to the banquet. They exchange them with the other teams. They really build camaraderie. So there's competition, but it's really, you know, a group of kids coming together and having a really good time and having a life-changing experience, and all for the love of lacrosse. So it's a great experience. And the weather is usually fantastic. It's a beautiful scenery with the mountains behind you. So I'm sure the parents will be thrilled, as I was going twice already.
And the banquet, the food banquet, it's at the Mile High Stadium, and it's quite, you know, the food is good, everyone hanging out with everyone, good stuff.
Yeah,
man,
the kids really get to intermingle with the other teams. So during the day, your competitors, you know, at this banquet, they're just walking around, all commingling and just talking, and it brings down the pressure of the competition. They really just get to talk to each other, and then they'll find that later on, a few months, they'll go to another tournament, and they're amazed to see how many other kids that they start to know. So now my kids go somewhere, they know people everywhere, and that's kind of cool for a kid who's 12, 13 years old.
Good memories, man.
Meet a bunch
World
of
Series,
kids.
Yes, World Series of Youth Lacrosse is putting on some good memories for these kids.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be stuff that they talk about throughout the many decades from now.
Absolutely.
And
I talk about it. So.
There you go. Me too. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So who else do we have on the line? We got some of the kids on the line.
We also have Ethan Schreiner, who is our goalie, one of our goalies.
Let's get goalie on. Ethan, let's get the goalie on. Let's get the goalie on first. Ethan, you there?
Yeah.
You're on the Ethan, you're on the War Drummer Hotline. And this is a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways presented by the Sports Offensive. Hey, check this out, man. So you're on iHeartRadio, you're on iTunes, you're on TuneIn, and you're on Stitcher and amongst others. But anyways, how does it feel playing lacrosse in Florida when it's snowing other places and you guys got the good weather? Do you take that advantage of that and get out there and play without being frozen?
Yeah, we try to play outside as much as we can, and it feels great just to run around outside and have the nice temperature and weather.
And Ethan, speaking about running, you're a goalie. Are you the type of goalie that stays inside the cage and just in that crease area? Are you the type of goalie that's kind of like a Brett Queener and just like in the Major League Lacrosse, he just runs out. If he needs to go coast to coast, he'll go coast to coast. If he needs to jump out to the 2.8 line area, he'll do that. What type of goalie are you?
I like to run around because it's kind of fun just running around with a big stick.
Awesome.
Like even today in practice, I scored twice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. So does your coach give you the green light? Like if he says you if that's what you need to do, that's what you need to do. You got the green light or what's up?
Yeah, they don't even have to call it for me. If I see it, they trust me enough and they'll just let me go.
So that's a beautiful thing to hear, Ian, because I coach a youth team, and that's exactly what I tell my kids too. If you feel something, and it's there, and even if the coach doesn't see it, you feel it, you go for it, man. Free it, let it fly. I love it, Ethan. What do you think of your team coming in, because you guys are a part of whether you do not win one game, whether you win every game, whether you're in the 50-50 bracket, you're part of the World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and that means you're one of the best teams, one of the best teams in U13 throughout the earth.
Frankly, you're a part of history.
You're history, man. You're part of memories. You're part of history. You're part of a wonderful situation, man. But without being pressure put on you, how does it feel?
It feels great, just knowing that I'm part of something.
Are you the type of goalie also that shouts at your team in a good way?
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean, in a good way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I always try to give them pointers, trying to help out their game and just let them know how they can improve.
Okay, Ethan, I got another question for you here. Out of the qualifiers, okay, you played some top-notch teams just to qualify to get in. Okay, just to play, whether you're a new team or not, you got to play some games. Is there any teams, I know all of them, but is there any player on specific teams that you have an eye out, like a certain attackman or a certain midfielder that knows how to break it down and hit that sweet spot for them, which is an on sweet spot for you goalies?
Yeah, 3D Georgia was they most of their kids knew how to shoot and just where to put the ball and how to move the ball, and they were good.
Were they good on the inside? Were they good on the outside? What particularly parts were they good at? From a goalie's perspective.
They knew how to break apart the defense, and their shots from outside were corners.
Ah, okay. So one Duncan Clancy from the Florida Launch. He's obviously plays for the Major League Lacrosse, so he's one of the best players on earth. Well, he knows this now. So is there anything special that he's doing for you in the defense on how to be aware of that?
Yeah,
and
he'll have the offense.
Slow it down.
He'll have the offense just work the ball around like the outside, and he'll have the
mm-hmm.
defense and help me communicate and where to stand and just where the defense needs to be and how I can communicate and let them know if they're in the right spot or not.
And okay, brother, man, how is your confidence level compared to that game that you specifically played this Georgia 3D team to the last practices or the past few weeks? How is your confidence building up, listening to coaches and your fellow teammates and just your confidence on the inside? And how are you feeling on your confidence on the inside? And how is it bringing out forward to your gameplay?
Well, when we first went into the qualifier, we were still a fairly new team, and mm-hmm. we didn't really trust each other as much as we mm-hmm. should have then.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've practiced more, you know, we go over to each other's houses, we just hang out, we're just learning and trusting each other more. And I
Excellent.
Think we have a real shot.
Excellent answer. Excellent answer. JP, this is Ethan, the goalie for Team 91 Titans. And goalies in any sport, especially lacrosse, though, in any sport, that's a position that takes a lot of energy, a lot of juice to get, because not so much running physical energy, even if you're a Brett Queener type goalie like Ethan says he is. But more of like an energy as far as like your mindset. What do you think of Ethan right now?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. I you know, in street hockey, rollerblade hockey, and ice hockey, I played goalie every now and then when we didn't have one. And I'll tell you what, man, you got to have your mind focused. Like there's no tomorrow, man. You got to be in the game 100%. I was a catcher in baseball. I was part of every single play. And goalies are the most important spot on the earth, in my opinion.
And I think probably 7 out of 10 people will agree with that. Ethan.
Yeah.
Keep working hard, man. Keep working hard. Keep be a brick wall in there, man. Be a brick wall. I can't wait to see you stop some balls from some of the other players on the best teams on earth.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, man. Hey, you guys. Quick notice, you guys. Everyone, this is a Cup of JoJo War Drummer Ways, and you got to be ready for battle. Hit me up on my Instagram and Twitter is at JoJoWar_drummer. So search JoJo War Drummer, find it, find the sportsoffensive.com. Find us out, follow us, hit us. And I'm looking for other teams. I know some other teams have been contacting me, but there's still a lot of open spots to be on the radio. On iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and more. Hey, so who else do we have? What other player do we have? Natalie, who else?
We also have one of our starting midfielders, Rocky Grossman.
Oh. Rocky.
Great name, man. City of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Rocky. I love it.
Rocky, you're on the horn. You're on the War Drummer Hotline.
Hello, Giorgio.
How's it going? How's it going, big man?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, man. I'm actually trying to focus here because I have an eight. I don't know if you heard earlier, but I have an eight since before six this morning, and I've been going all day nonstop, man.
And I didn't get him a hamburger. I'm sorry, JoJo.
That's very bad.
Yeah, I heard you got a free smash burger.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah. I went over to Smashburger and I said, I'm going to go on the radio, man. I'll trade you free advertising for a Smashburger and fries. You know, I the barter system is alive and well in America.
By the way, everybody, a couple of JoJo War Drummer Ways, and it just started. I've been on the radio since 2011, so this is like technically, I guess, year number eight. But I've been kind of like off a little bit and then coming on, so I'm gonna be more consistent now on the sportsoffensive.com.
So JoJo,
site.
We got a sign for Rocky here.
President Obama.
Oops. We're going to have a song for Rocky real quick.
Okay, yeah. Let's do it. Give me a heads up, though. But first, I want to just give this work. Well, you guys, the War Drummer Hotline is open for sponsors. We have opening for sponsors, and believe it or not, we've been getting mega hits. Just from my first show only, we've been getting tons of hits. But we're still going to be a crazy, crazy deal. Before we introduce Rocky again, we got a song for Rocky. Even though he's not Philadelphia, this is you. Picture yourself, Rocky. Picture yourself running down the field with the ball. You're at the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse presented by the Coca-Cola Company. You see Rocky coming down. He's dodging. He's ribbing. He's split dodging to the left. He's going east. He's going west. He's going north. He's going south. He's doing anything he can. Because why? Because he's Rocky and he's playing for Team 91 Titans.
That's right.
Pitcher, I want you to visualize yourself, Rocky, doing some damage while you're in practice, while you're on the game. How is practices going so far down there in Southern Florida?
They're going pretty good. The team is just trying to work harder to strive the goal to bring in that championship home from the World Series.
Ooh.
Big talk.
Ooh, I love it. Rocky, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. You make Rocky Balboa proud on that one, man.
I'm from the city of brotherly love, man. I love that stuff.
Yes. And I actually went to Philadelphia before and took a picture with Rocky. Let's get on to this. Okay, so Rocky. What do you do when you're in practice? And you see Ethan right there protecting the goal. Do you treat him like an opposing goalie? When you need to score, you need to score. There's no time for mercy even in practice, right?
Yeah, I mean, every time anything in practice is just like in a game. You always got to go 100% so it's like in a game. Because if you're not going to do it at practice, you're not going to do it on the field.
I agree. And that goes along with sportsmanship. If a guy falls down and there's no one else around and you have a chance to help him out, team or not, you pick him up because that's good sportsmanship. If it's in a battle, and I'm all for this too. I'm all for this, everyone. If you're in a battle and you see the guy down and you want to keep on walking to your spot, go ahead and do it. He can get up himself. He needs to get right. Am I right or no?
No, you're right. You're completely 100%.
So Rocky, I just got to ask this question real quick because I know we're on the name Rocky. Is that your nickname or is that your name?
That's my real name.
Oh, man, you're a stone, man. You're a stone, brother. I like it. I like it a lot. Hey, Rocky, what number are you?
I am number 35.
And are you going to be number 35 for the not necessarily say you guys make it a championship game, but even during the playoffs at Mile High City, are you going to be number 35 then? So why the number 35? Why number 35? Any particular reason?
Nope, just hand me a jersey and that just happened.
So when you got the jersey, that's your number.
That's my number.
That was your brand. Okay. That's good. That's all. Yeah. It's all good. What do you think of Duncan Clancy? You have somebody from Major League Lacrosse, the Florida Launch, as one of your coaches. How are you guys? You guys are all ears and all eyes when the coach is talking. You guys paid attention to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's great having Duncan around because, you know, you can't be in the Major League Lacrosse if you're bad. So it's good to have someone who's one of the best to train us.
Yeah, you could be the last guy in Major League Lacrosse, and you're one of the best players on earth. Hey, so Ethan, what style of player are you? Are you the guy that likes to set it up? Are you guy like to turn and burn? Are you a little bit of everything? What's going on, man? Tell everyone that's listening.
I like to turn and burn. It depends what situation you're in. If we're a man up, you got to settle it and move the ball as fast as you can to confuse the defense. But in just regular playing, you have to turn and burn. Move the ball as quick as you can.
Yeah, I agree, man. And since have you always been on Team 91, or were you with somebody else before a Team 91 team?
I was on a different team in Parkland, and then Coach Jamie and Coach Mike reached out to me. And during the summer of last year, we were just training at our local park, and they asked me to come join the team. So I tried out, made it, and here I am.
There you go, man. Here you are, man. I dig it. I dig it. What is your favorite Major League Lacrosse team, besides the Florida Launch?
The New York Wizards.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. I don't agree with it, but it makes sense.
New York.
Come on, you got the war drummer on the line here for the Outlaws.
Yeah.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
The lizards.
Oh, man. We got Joe Spallina over there, man. And, you know,
that's right.
Yeah. And Brian Spallina. And
coach
if you guys
of the
didn't
year.
Know this, yeah, coach of the year, man. And what, all levels. And even Stony Brook.
I'll tell you what, Joey Spallina and Brian Spallina are two of the most interesting individuals I've ever met in my lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, working around them across that.
You know, okay, check this out, Rocky. Check this out, man. I'm going to tell you something about Joe Spallina and Brian Spallina.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, this is good stuff.
I'll tell you if I agree.
Oh, okay. Well,
I know
them well. Yeah. So we're at the intro for the Denver Outlaws at the stadium, the Mile High Stadium, home of the Denver Broncos. I'm right there. Then I drummed the team in to get the crowd pumped up, to get the team pumped up, to get the energy flowing. Brian Spallina and Joe Spallina, they're the only ones. Out of every team, out of every coach, no matter what, out of every team, major, they're the only ones that go up to me, and they pause right there at me, and they mad dog me for a second, and then they move on. Only the Spallinas, man. I love it though.
Leave it to the Spallinas.
Everyone else like even steps away. They step away except for Brian and Joe. They're like, "What you got?"
We're New Yorkers. That's it.
Yeah. It's great, man. It's great stuff, Natalie. I love it, man. I love the competition.
Yep. Brian Spallina is even coaching my little 9-year-old at this point. That's going to be his new crush in 10 years for sure.
Wow. Well, and then Joe's got the twins. We're going to get the twins on and stuff.
Yep.
Probably by next week. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's crazy. This is great stuff, man. So midfielder. Why do you pick midfielder? Midi.
Midfielder is just because I picked it because I was just always running around as a little kid, so I guess running around is just meant for me.
Yeah, because midis, you need to run all day and all night, but you also need to be aware.
Yeah.
Like if you're tired, you need a break, but you still need to be capable to be able to run, and keep on running, right?
Yes.
You guys are like the Magic Johnson, like the John Stockton of lacrosse.
Yeah, kind of.
Do you ever take face-offs?
I used to, but now Natalie's son, Liam, is one of the best face-offs in the country.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Rocky.
No problem.
That was very nice.
Do you have Liam on the horn, too?
Yeah. I don't.
Hey, okay. Who else was
but
on the
But yes,
horn?
Liam does the face off. That's Just us three tonight.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's so busy training.
Yeah, that's understandable. When is your guys' practices?
At this point, almost 6 days a week, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is you having some fun?
Yeah, some days. Just random days when we don't practice. Sometimes we still just, you know, just play around, go to the park, have fun with coach and everybody.
Yeah, you got it. I dig it, man. You got to break it up and not just like straight hardcore in your face, in each other's face practice all the time. You got to have some fun.
No, they have a lot of fun, JoJo. They do goalie wars. Sometimes they put up a little money, who wins, and it's a nice
Where does the money come from? That's what I want to know.
They, I don't know. I guess the losing parents give it to the winning kids.
when does the Smashburger come in?
I love
games.
We have a money tree.
Very cool.
There you go.
Very cool.
they have more fun playing goalie wars than anything. Really highly enjoyable. Because you could play any position in lacrosse, and you're locked into a position. But when you're playing goalie wars, it's like everyone's the star. All eyes are on you. You're all able to take shots, even if you're a defenseman, if you're a goalie. You're all taking shots and running up, and everyone's laughing. And it really builds the team camaraderie. And they just laugh and really enjoy themselves. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
They get a lot of downtime with that and a lot of fun and enjoyment out of it, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm going to have within the next 10 minutes, I'm going to have a former World Series of Youth Lacrosse player come on. And every week I'm going to have a player that was in the World Series Youth Lacrosse that aged out on the horn and talk about their experience and things like that. And,
oh, that's great. You could bring my son Alec on.
I remember Alec. And I definitely need him. I definitely need him on. How about, is he good to go next week?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, we can go next week. We'll talk offline about that. Yeah, I'm definitely down to have Alec on next week. You guys, I got JoJo's hidden trick question.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, Ethan, you on the War Drummer Hotline?
Yes.
Okay, Ethan. So my JoJo's hidden trick question for you is, if you got Joey Spallina coming up on attack on you, okay, or you got Duncan Clancy coming up getting ready to get on you, who are you going to stop the ball from first?
It's a tough one. Probably Duncan, because I know what he does.
Ooh.
Sometimes he does shots.
He's pretty
on me.
Big, too.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
But that Joey Spallina, he'll get in on you. No problem.
Yeah.
He's racked up a million points already on the high school.
Yeah, I bet.
Quite a bit here.
He racked up a million points on the World Series Youth Lacrosse the first year. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, Joey Spallina is going to be very happy that you picked him to go like second in a good way. Very, very cool. Very cool, man. And then Rocky.
Yeah.
You there, Rocky? Okay. Hey, Rocky, I got JoJo's hidden trick question for you.
Okay.
You're going to shoot the ball on Ethan. You're going to fake high. You're going to go low. Or are you going to fake low and go high? What are you going to do? What's Rocky's weak point on that one? I mean, what's Ethan's weak point on that one?
Fake high, go low.
Oh, he came up with the fast, and he said, "It sounded like
low." I love it.
Yeah, Ethan. You know what? You know when you answered that question, it sounded like you were on the run. You were on the run, and you were thinking in motion as you were doing it. Excellent.
I mean, it worked like 50 times today at practice.
What do you mean?
He's talking a little trash now.
I stuffed you at least 2/3 of the time.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
We have a battle going on here. We have a battle.
I love it. only with Team 91.
JoJo, we need some video of this.
Yeah, we need some video of this. Team 91 Titans off to they're ready for the battlefields. They're ready to go to war.
Right.
At the Warrior World Series Youth Lacrosse. You know, it's presented by the Coca-Cola Company, and also thanks for all the sponsors for the World Series Youth Lacrosse. You know. The Metrex, everything, man.
The Nissan, all of them, man. Everybody,
it's fantastic. Thanks, Jake Seinfeld and Ray, and for the whole team behind it and everything. You know, you got Ray Jr. on there. You got all of them, man. You got Noel, all of them. Hey, you guys, are you guys ready to bring it in Denver? Hey, you guys, when you guys are practicing hard, even if you're practicing 100% in a scrimmage game against each other and stuff, but remember to be safe with each other. It's kind of like almost like a catch-22. You know what I mean? Because this is your team, but you don't want any injuries. So listen to coach. Listen to coach if he says 100%. But at the same time, take it easy. We don't want any injuries coming in because we need the eyes and ears need to see and hear Team 91 Titans. I for one, JoJo Wardrummer, I cannot wait to see you guys, man.
Hey, we can't wait to be there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, you guys got Natalie, you got any shout outs for anything for anybody?
Yes.
Yeah,
I have a hidden trick question for you. Hidden trick question for you, JoJo.
Stump the JoJo.
It's pretty bold.
Right, you know what? We're going to pay Stump the JoJo.
Stump the JoJo.
You already
it's a pretty bold statement.
Go ahead.
So I'm not sure. Okay, so who's winning the World Series this year?
That's a great question. I love it. The sports offensive here loves that question.
They do. Mm-hmm. Okay, check this out. I know Inside Lacrosse has been doing the top teams going. But
because I'm telling you, I know who's winning. already.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, with all due respect, I've been there in person watching all the teams and watching how even the younger ones and the brothers coming up and playing
right.
the games. So you can't just only see from the outside and not
mm-hmm.
see from the inside to give it the full correct amount of IFO from the beginning. Man, so inside the cross, what's up, man? You got to hit JoJo up on that. What's up? I'm ready. Hey, check this out. So, man, you have wow. Okay, I know Primetime's going to bring it again. I know the
JoJo. You're trying to avoid the question.
No,
here.
I'm
you're trying,
thinking,
right? Is this going on and on? I'll tell you who's going to win. It's a Team 91 team.
Well, that's
it's either
I'm
Titans
kidding.
Or Bandits. That's it.
Natalie, I was getting to that, man. I was doing all due respect to the team because I know the Twins are coming with Team 91, and
right.
and I know the Titans are bringing it. New team
That's
or
right.
not? I think you guys needed to get honestly. I think you guys needed to get much more respect than the rankings were, even though you're a new team.
Yes. Well, we
yeah,
moved up. We were 18th ranked to begin with. Now we moved up to 16th. So I'm
mm-hmm.
very confident that at the World Series we're going to go way higher
than
16
yeah.
for sure.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
we're just going to play our game. We're going to play to win, and we're going to take one game at a time and do it that way. One game at
yeah.
a time and keep trying to go as high as we can. But
wow.
I was just joking about that. But obviously Team 91 Bandits is outrageous, and
yeah.
we hold that same brand. So we're going to go as far as we can go as well with it and
so
just play one game
on,
at a time.
I got to say this, you came on a couple of JoJo War Drummer ways and gave me my own medicine on hitting
yeah,
my JoJo's
great.
Hitting.
You got the medicine,
Laura.
I did, but go ahead.
He stayed on the fence, though.
I did stay on the fence.
You did.
But
that's okay.
Man, Team Colorado got better. Mad Dog West is really good. Honestly, it's kind of hard for me to go against a Team 91 team, man. It's
pretty
really
hard,
is.
Man. I mean, especially
we've seen with our own eyes, man.
I mean, I'm a PA guy, and I never played lacrosse in my life. I wish I could have. They just didn't play lacrosse where I was from, and I picked up the sport down here in Colorado. And
right.
Northeast, the Southeast. I mean, it's on when it comes to that.
It really is. I mean, New York is the new hotbed of lacrosse, and we're trying to bring that down to Florida as well. I mean, definitely our style is incredible, especially 91 is really
mm-hmm.
unparalleled
mm-hmm.
with the training. I've experienced it myself as a mom, firstly, with 5 children, and secondly, as a director. And Mike and Jamie, my partners, have brought all the same style and added their own spin to everything down in Florida, and really the kudos goes out to them primarily in working with those kids 6 days a week and bringing all of the different types of styles and trainings and the West Jenny and all that stuff down there. They're working really hard. For us to even accomplish this is really incredible. Even winning and qualifying in Georgia against 3D was a very difficult task. They're a great team. We won against some other really good teams to get into the qualifier and to rank, and then we moved up in the ranks a little bit, and so we're super happy about it. And they're working really hard, and it's really a credit to them and all their work and endless time. Like, they're just giving
yeah.
every minute of their lives, really. But also they have the recipe from, like, the 91 New York style of playing and how to train. Really, the getting ground balls, we really try to – my son Liam does the face-off, as Rocky said, and
mm-hmm.
We really want to focus on, you know, possession of the ball from the face-off right away. So that's something we're really working hard on, getting that possession, because that's a huge part. If you can get the possession,
yeah. yes,
you're going to
yeah.
score. And then next I would say probably ground balls are huge, so working on a lot of ground balls and you know, playing together as our team, working together as a team. And then I feel I'm a director. I'm not directly coaching, but Mike and Jamie, as coaches, they are well-versed. They know how to take care of time, the best use of time management, setting the pace, slowing the game down when they need to, picking it up when they need to, making use of timeouts properly, and really making the best decisions in critical moments that really turn a game, maybe even in the last minute. And so that's
mm-hmm.
where, like, a Joe Spallina
mm-hmm.
as well has that, the coaching IQ is, you know, out there. And Mike and Jamie modeled the same thing, and so that's huge in winning games.
Absolutely.
So, Natalie, you said
JP has a question.
Yeah, you said you have five kids, right? Correct?
Yes. Yes.
Boy, I have to take my cap off to you right now because raising five kids is a major accomplishment, and having them be this level of lacrosse is another major accomplishment. So, whatever you're doing, I tell you what, spread it around because we can use more mothers.
Thank you so much. I know. I was just a mom that loved lacrosse and loved my kids, and now being a director with my partners in Florida, I would never have dreamed of it, but I'm so passionate. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. It's kind of like a dream. I love it. So happy.
Congratulations to you, man. I really tip my cap to you. So.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's even better than a dream, Natalie, because you are doing it. You know?
Yes, it's become a reality, and I'm hoping that my kids, later on, they love lacrosse so much, and whatever they do for a living, I would love for them to be able to incorporate the lacrosse as part of what they do and to do something that you absolutely love. Who would not want a job that you get up every day and you do something that you're so in love with, so passionate about? Because it's kind of like my job now, too, and I love every minute of it, so...
Loving every minute of it.
I'm so happy to Mike and I as well, him and his children, his son Michael and Matthew are playing on the team, starting attackmen. So he is, you know, we're thrilled to hopefully pass this on to them when they're older.
Absolutely,
so,
man.
Super excited.
You want to go that route even more, man. That's so cool. Very cool. You talked about the fundamentals of ground balls and getting possession. That's what I'm even teaching my 5- and 6-year-old team. I have a team of 5- and 6-year-olds, and a couple of them are 7-year-olds. And we're playing against...
Yeah, it's all about the ground ball.
Yeah. Well, we're playing against experienced 8-year-old teams, you know, that they've been with each other for 3 years. And some of my kids, more than half of my team, just barely heard of lacrosse 5 weeks ago. So, but some like my son Glenn Tiwaratan, he's good. So he's in there and he's like rocking and rolling. He's scoring goals. He's getting the ground ball.
Yes, I see him on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, he's jamming, man. He's jamming. It's like you somehow. Sometimes like some people they play to the level of who they're playing with. And some people know how to step up even more, and I'm thankful that he has it in his butt to even don't play to the level that you're at, play even higher. And
if they play
a little
older at that age,
it's
good.
In the long run, it'll
really
be good.
Moving.
Yeah, yeah. Like our last game, we won. I think I was 8-7 against this team, and it was cool because even the other parents were coming up and saying, "Hey, coach." Some of them knew I was, some of them didn't, but they say, "Hey, coach, I wish my kids were on your team because." Not just because the fact that your kids are having fun. I was like, man, it's a fun game. It's
fun.
This game has a lot of tradition in it, so you got to play with honor and respect. But I was gonna say like that what you were talking about the little things. Like we have a little 5-year-old on our team, and he's like a little 5-year-old, and he gets in there and he gets so aggressive on those ground balls and he fights for it. And then sometimes when he plays defense, he runs and hard as he can, and he disrupts the offensive player as much as he can. And then I tell everybody, freeze. I said, just that thing that Lane just did, just that little thing, that little misstep that he caused on the scrimmage to do. That's what we need to do. Even if it's just one little step, and then everybody gets all happy because it's so cool,
right.
Natalie. But
they love it. They don't stop going.
It's so fun, man. And I can't. I'm glad you bring Team 91 to Florida, to Southern Florida, and I can't wait to see Team 91. You guys are doing great stuff on Instagram and stuff like that. Keep pushing it, Natalie. You're doing a great job as a director. Teach those parents that when they come here, the kids are going to battle. They're going to battle hard, but the sportsmanship is great and it's fun. But one more thing, since you came on a couple of JoJo Wardrummer ways and turned it on me, which was cool. I love it. But I got to turn it back on you again.
Oh boy. Okay.
JoJo's hidden question. JoJo's hidden trick question for Natalie. Before we got another caller on the line, but for you, okay. Championship game, or even in the playoffs, Team 91 Titans versus Team 91 Bandits.
Ooh,
who wins? Who wins?
See, that's a tough one. I mean, I could answer that straight away, but mm-hmm. I won't. I will stay politically correct with them because I
wish
them
both well.
You're going to
direct it.
Yeah, on the fences, on the fences.
too bad we couldn't be co-champions.
Hey, you know what, though? I bet you guys are going to battle.
We are going to battle at some point, absolutely.
War
but, yes, the Bandits
style.
Will take it. The goal's on. The Bandits will take it. But
yeah.
We are a year younger. So
yeah.
We got
you guys
it next
year.
Be
next year. Yep.
So
yeah,
there you
go. Just keep working. Keep working hard. Hey, and practices, in practice, tell them, man, work it. Work it. Have some fun
working.
Oh, work
we're working. Gorilla padding, passing on the run, you name it. No balls on the ground.
I want to see some upsets, Natalie.
Yeah,
you
you're
going to
see
it.
Us. We're going to rise. Working hard. There's no
Fantastic.
Other way.
All right.
Warrior World Series Youth Lacrosse, Team 91 Titans in the house. Natalie, Ethan,
Rocky.
Rocky, there. I wanted to hear the song, but it's okay. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for your time. You guys, it's late
you.
On the East Coast. Thank you. And about a month from now, we're gonna bring up the time to like an hour earlier. So we're going to
sure.
start it about it. Yeah. So we'll bring it up a little earlier. Just right now, I barely get here in time after my practice, but in about a month from now, we'll bring it up about an hour early.
Okay.
Thank you so
All right,
much.
Thank
for
you so much
having.
For, thank you so much for having us.
Thanks guys.
Thank
everybody.
You.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to seeing all.
Talk to Gavin next week.
Bye Jojo.
Bye
yes,
you guys, man.
You.
Looking forward to seeing you guys. Follow Jojo Wardrummer. Okay. Hey you guys, what, So we got somebody else on the horn on the War Drummer Hotline. Who we have on the War Drummer Hotline?
We have Lou from Jersey.
Lou from Jersey.
Jersey. Oh
right.
God, man.
This is awesome.
Oh, man, this is great, man. I'm from Phoenix originally, so Lou from Jersey. We have to talk a little smack here a little bit.
That's JP.
Yes, we do.
Hey, Lou.
Yes.
What brings you to a couple of JoJo War Drummer ways?
Well, playoff mode, the draft, and I must say that I am sickened by the selection that we got, namely the Jets. Oh, boy.
Oh, God. So you're talking sports defensive style right now. I mean, well, the Jets just, well, I'll tell you what, the Browns screwed everybody on earth. So, I mean, the whole first five picks were just ridiculous. Denver fell into Chubbs. I have no idea how. I mean, they were there for the taking at four, and the Browns didn't take it.
Hey, Lou.
Also, every time we get a pick from a USC, look how it turns up.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, speaking of, I can't wait to USC and UCLA get better and better at lacrosse, college lacrosse, and I can't wait for that for them to get
Well, Cal Poly out there is awesome.
Oh man, this is good. I'm telling you, it's just a matter of time before in the UCLA and USC start getting a rivalry in lacrosse like they have in. And Lou, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Hey, Lou. So what you're talking about lacrosse, huh?
Well, I haven't really got a chance to follow lacrosse. You know, we don't really not really a big market around here. I do pay more attention to the college lacrosse that comes up with the tournament time.
Uh huh.
Okay, so
you know,
you're looking at you're looking at Rutgers right now in lacrosse. I know Denver around here is the major player. Hopkins. I mean,
Black Storm, though.
Yale.
Yeah.
Look at Yale being
you
number one right now.
Yeah. But Lou, Black Storm, we're talking about the Warrior World Series of Youth Lacrosse, and there was a team out of Jersey that was called Black Storm. They held up pretty well with the other best U13s, and Trevor Baptiste from DU going to the Boston Cannons.
Number one pick.
He's from New Jersey.
Well, very nice. I mean, we did have a league here for quite a time, but I think our league folded.
Okay. All right. So I know my my spot in PA, we never played lacrosse.
The Barrage.
We didn't have the lacrosse section. I know parts of Jersey doesn't have it too, but parts of Jersey does have it. So, you know, it's a growing expansion. So this is a cup of JoJo, not the sports offensive tonight. So we're talking lacrosse, MMA, and so on and so forth. So, you know, if there's something you want to say about lacrosse in New Jersey, I mean, you're a Jersey guy. I mean, I'm a PA guy, so I'm going to talk trash to you all day. You like your Giants pick in the draft?
I'm a Jet fan, so...
Oh, you're a Jet fan, boy. You got screwed.
I know.
I'm sorry, man.
Hey,
yeah, you got screwed.
Hey, Lou.
I think the Cleveland Browns screwed everybody in the draft this year.
Hey, Lou, if Major League Lacrosse gets a team in Jersey, you going to go?
Depends where they would play. I mean, if they're going to play, like, in Harrison or that area, points like that, no, because that area is, like, a dive. If they play, like, in the Meadowlands, yeah, that'd probably go, or maybe even up in Newark.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, so Newark, about how far is that, a drive is that? Like, say, if the traffic's just medium.
Oh, I'd say about 20 minutes to a half hour.
Oh, that's not bad at all. Okay, so JP, if a Major League Lacrosse team, Lou's going to go, and he's going to bring
people. He's
going to
go. Lou is actually a guest on our show on the sports events on Saturday mornings. Lou, why don't you – I'm going to give you a free plug here. Go ahead and announce your shows real quick.
All right. Show number one is the Enhanced Sports Show on Saturday evenings, 6 p.m. in the east, 3 p.m. in the west, depending on where you are. I don't know. So we handle everything in the world of sports, almost everything, I should say. We're going to be covering the playoffs, of course, this week in the NHL and NBA. And, of course, we'll be discussing the draft. Were you happy with the selections? Are you ticked off like I am?
Hey,
I am. So yeah, we're going to cover all that. And show number two is devoted to hockey. It's called, now, don't take this offensive, guys, but this is not the name I came up with. It's called Shut the Puck Up. I did not make that name up myself. I wish I did.
Well, you just got to come in the Flyers country and say that, because we'll tell you what to do with it.
Yeah.
I know.
Lou.
We cover everything in the hockey world, especially the playoffs, cool. And that's Monday night at 7 here in the east, 4 p.m. out west. I do that
with
a guy from Los Angeles. So
That's cool. The Kings. Hey, Lou, you know that this plug you're getting on a couple of JoJo award giveaways? It's going to cost you more than a smash burger.
Gift certificates are welcome.
Oh, thanks.
Well, the Patriot way, because the Patriots are on the clock right now. So, I mean, what do you think the Patriots are going to take right now? Take us in. Look at this.
Yep, here
we
go.
Who are the Eagles going to take? I'm looking at a goddamn tight end.
Hey, you guys.
Let's see who the Patriots are going to get.
Yeah, we got a big screen over here. Everyone, I want to thank everyone for tuning in. My guy that was going to come and do the former player, he played in the inaugural year. His name is Josh, and
so 4 years ago?
Yeah,
three years ago.
Yeah,
three or four years ago. I've been in there since inception, just like you have been.
I know. So 4 years ago, there was a player named Josh. He played for Denver Elite, and he was going to come on the show tonight. He's going to call in the War Dreamer Hotline.
Yeah.
But he had a game today, and actually, you know, his mom actually just she's cool peeps. His mom just sent me a text saying that. He plays for Arapaho Warriors.
Oh, Arapaho, that's a great high school, man. I'm here. Arapaho, great high school.
Uh-huh. And good team, too. And she just texted me saying that he scored 5 goals today, and he had a couple assists. But the thing is, she said they have to take the school bus home, so he might not be able to.
So he's on the bus ride.
Yeah.
I remember those bus rides.
Yeah,
oh, boy.
So he might not be able to call. Might not be able to call because
those bus rides were tough.
Well,
man.
The reason is because all of his teammates know that he's going to be calling in. They're not going to let him. It's going to be stereo. They're not going to let him speak and everything. They're going to be hassling him and everything. Yeah,
Isaiah Wynn.
You still talking
about
sports?
I'll tell you what, man. Isaiah Wynn, that's a stretch of a pick for them. But they need an offensive line. I got to tell you that right now. And he's a good one.
Well,
I'll tell you, I'll be right there.
One thing the Patriots know how to do is they know how to pick linemen. They're better at anybody else pretty much in the NFL at picking linemen. Because why? Because you need to protect your quarterback, especially if it's a quarterback that can't run through gaps and run around and everything like that. Just stay in the pocket. And Patriots know how to do. But whatever. We're talking about lacrosse over here. You guys better chill out with this football.
Jersey and lacrosse, man. I love Princeton. I love all those schools down there.
Yeah.
Rutgers big. Rutgers, Penn State. I love it.
It's
just a great time. So, Lou, man,
thank you for your time, Lou.
Yeah, I want to thank you for calling in. This is a Cup of JoJo. We have our normal call in on Saturday for the Sports Offensive. We'll talk your ear off about the draft. We're going to be covering everything about this draft and so on and so forth.
If time allows I will.
Yeah, how the Browns absolutely screwed themselves in this draft is actually going to be the main focus.
No fooling.
You guys,
it's going to be really cool to hear you guys about that on Saturday, but we're going to end the show in about 1 to 2 minutes because
I'll be going. Good night.
Hey, good night.
Hey, good night, Lou. Thanks.
Thank you for your time, brother.
Appreciate it. He's gone. Okay, so JoJo, I mean, let's talk a little lacrosse right here. So the DU women are out of town.
Yeah, they're playing Vanderbilt.
The DU men had, Marquette this weekend?
Yeah,
or they had Marquette
Saturday
weekend?
At Peter Barton Stadium.
Yeah, they got Marquette. I mean,
I might not be able to make it.
Oh, you're not going to be able to make it?
No, this is the senior night. I might not be able to make it. Everyone, there.
Where are you
going
to be? You can't make it.
Well, check this out. I'm coaching my team. We actually, the head coach, so I got to coach my team.
Well, yeah, you're the head coach.
Yeah, and then after that, right after I'm coaching my game for my team, I got to drive to the other side of town, and I'm reffing three other upper level youth games, three games back to back.
What are you going down to Arvada or Aurora?
No. So the game that I'm coaching, it's on the other side of town where we practice and where I live. I live close to Columbine. Everyone knows Columbine High
School. JoJo lives way far out there. Let me tell you, I have to drive to his house last year, and I looked at it going, where in the world are you?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So I live close to Columbine, Columbine High School, and the our game is JP. We have our game, so I have to have the kids be there about 8:15, 8:30, because and they have to get up early because some of my kids, they live up in the mountains. They literally
up in Evergreen.
Yeah. So they have to drive all the way down here, and they have to go to the other side of Denver.
Ouch.
And then early in the morning, and then because our game is real early, man. I have to, after my game, I have to drive back to my side of town, and ref the
game. Which is all the way across town.
Yeah, and then. I'm not going to – there's no way I'll be able to make it to the DU game.
Which is at 1 p.m. They're going to play Marquette at Peterborough.
Yeah, so I'll be on the other side of town, man. Man. So, anyways, there you have it right there. Unless something happens, then I'll be at the DU game. You know, other than that, nothing I could do right there. You know?
Well, it's a tough spot, man. When you have to drive that many miles, I mean, people don't realize how vast this area is.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if you go to Philly or New York, I mean, there's – 6 million people there, and it's like, all right, so you have to drive, but this area is so vast. You can get
the highway system. The highway system in Colorado is horrible.
It's horrible. I mean, it's so vast. It's just like I drive on highways all the time, but I feel like I'm getting nowhere.
Yeah, because they made the lines like I went to Dallas in that area, and in Chicago and Los Angeles and Houston. The highway systems are more built for more people. Denver, they're getting more people. We're getting more people.
Well, we have more
going.
People. I mean,
and
my rent
highways,
is astronomical.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
The highways are not widening. The highways are large as they are, and it's
they're three lanes each way.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then the drivers out here, the Colorado drivers are really bad.
I always say
they're
you
really
have
bad.
To go on
it's
the East
good.
Coast to
it's
learn how to
situation.
Drive on I-95 for at least a month before you ever get a driver's license. You have to drive I-95 from Philadelphia to Baltimore and drive back, and then you can get a driver's license.
You got to be a good to be a driver in Colorado. You have to be a good midfielder.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Hey, you guys. So, next we're going to be part of my show. The Thursday night show. It's going to be the first part is going to be a World Series of Youth Lacrosse. The second part of the show is going to be about women's lacrosse. So we're going to have the DU women's some of the DU women's going to have rotating the coach and the players. They're going to be rotating in as contributors to the show. So they're going to be taking turns coming into the studio and giving their insight. Their top level, their D1 players, and they know how to play lacrosse and they know the rules. They know what to do. So I'm going to have them on and it's going to be fantastic. We're going to get some professional women's coaches and players calling in the show. And we're going to be talking about the professional game and, it's going to be fun, but like I said, that's going to be the second half. But the first half is going to be we're going to be talking about World Series Youth Lacrosse. We're going to be having coaches and players and everything like that. And it's good stuff, man.
So, JoJo, just to let everybody know about the World Series Youth Lacrosse, it is modeled after Little League Baseball and their World Series. Mm-hmm. And it's a great thing that's come to Denver, Dick's Sporting Goods Park. And you mentioned Jake, it's an outstanding event. I suggest everyone to come to watch it. It's some of the Joey Spallina with behind the back stuff at age 13 is just ridiculous in my mind. I can see him still doing it.
Aiden,
I love
McAdory, it was fantastic. Remember Jake Schaefer?
Jake was on.
Patrick O'Hara from the Michigan Warriors.
The other thing, I got an Iroquois National shirt on tonight. I love the Iroquois and Team Israel facing off in just a fun match where we actually got
history.
To call it. Yeah, it was history.
It was history.
It was history in the making, man. U13 players, the Iroquois and Team Israel bonding together like that. Mm-hmm. It's where you find your friends in life, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is good, man. This is good stuff, everyone. I'm telling you, JP just touched on it. Right now, and probably even for the next 2 to 3, 4 or 5 years even, when the games are going on, you could come. People could come and watch, and it's not a cost. It's not an entry cost.
There's no entry cost.
To come and
there's great restaurants around that I've solicited them for food for us for broadcasting over on another channel and so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great time had by all. I'd love the mixer that the kids get to come to downtown Denver, where we had the booth and the kids go nuts. Kids love JoJo. I mean, JoJo's a cult icon. And, it's something that's most fun in my life, personally, that I get to see everyone interact and kids like that. I'm a single guy. I got no kids. So, when I see the kids come out here and looks on their faces, it makes me happy.
The we're going to talk about this next week, too, when we have the next player. But what we're going to talk about also is we're going to bring this up in case somebody didn't hear it. But you talk about the smiles on the players, even the coaches. The coaches, in the hotel room.
Well,
the coaches have the biggest smiles. They're looking around.
I had a coach from the team PA, whichever team it was, at the convention in Baltimore this year, come up to me and say, "JP, I remember you from 3 years ago."
Yeah, see?
I'm like,
he must
okay,
have a kid
I'm, like, I'm looking, I'm like, oh, Rising Suns, PA, okay.
The Rising Suns.
Right, let's go.
I can't wait for the Suns, man. Tad Doyle, we need you guys back. We need you there. Jake, talking about Jake Schaefer earlier, one of the best face-off guys that the World Series of Youth Lacrosse has had. And then, like I said, there was also
he beat Maddie. He beat Maddie on the sideline. Yeah. Maddie faced off with him, and Matt Schwader lost.
Yeah. He plays. He's talking about a college player, and this U13 player was beating
school.
School the. The college player in face-offs.
ASU, baby. Arizona State.
It's,
got schooled.
Oh, man. It is crazy. JP, the players that come in here, we're going to talk about this again, but I'm going to get Patrick O'Hara on because he played for the Michigan Warriors.
Okay.
And
Michigan.
He was unstoppable. No, even when he played Team 91, Coach Spallina's team, Even they couldn't stop him.
I think I was on soundboard for that game, actually.
Dude, the dude was a monstrous beast, man. He was bad. I got to get him on. Anyways, a cup of JoJo, War Drummer weighs.
On the Sports Offensive, the Sports Offensive channel is proud to welcome JoJo War Drummer Ways. His new home is on the Sports Offensive. www.thesportsoffensive.com. Go check out JoJo Mars over there, JoJo the War Drummer. Check out our show. Our show is on Saturday mornings. We talk nothing but sports talk. We're going to be covering the draft and everything else in the NFL. We're going to talk a little NBA, a little NHL final, or not finals, but playoffs. But we're definitely going to be covering the drafts and how the Cleveland Browns actually really did not come through tonight, which is no surprise. I don't know what else to say about it. I was, before the show, I was laughing. I mean, the draft went off at 6:10 and the show went off at 7:30. I was laughing that Chubbs fell to the Broncos, and I have no idea how that even happened. But JoJo,
JP, so everyone, if you want to talk about football and hockey and stuff like this, tune in to the sportsoffensive.com Saturday mornings, and you're going to get
nine.
It's going to be awesome.
9 a.m. Mountain Time, 11 East Coast.
11
we go
East
for,
Coast.
Yeah, 11 East Coast. We go for 2 hours, and we do nonstop sports talk, sports trash. We talk sports and sports and sports. And you know what? We have a good time with it. We've been on the air for about 2.5 years. JoJo's been on for longer than us. We're happy to have him. And JoJo, we're going to play you out here.
Yes. All right. So you guys, thank you for your time. Monday morning, 11 a.m. Mountain Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to talk some business. We're going to talk some MMA, mixed martial arts. We're going to talk lacrosse, of course. Of course, we're going to lax it up. Thank you for your time. Find us on iHeart, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, The Sports Offensive, A Cup of JoJo, War Drummer Waves.
www.thesportsoffensive.com, baby.